I wanted to rip open my backpack and say, to make them more like these. But I didn't, because then Mr. Charles would have wanted to know where I got those dope kicks from and all that. And the next thing you know, he would have jacked the price of sunflower seeds up to $100. I'm on a track team now, and they all got good shoes, low tops, and you can run better in low tops. So you hacked half your sneakers off? Pretty much, I said, cool. And today at school, when some of the kids noticed, they laughed. So I left. Please don't tell my mom. I've been saying that a lot lately. Mr. Charles sighed, then went back behind the counter. He took the bag of seeds back off the hook and set them in front of me.
Okay, this one's on me, he said.
But when I reached for them, Mr. Charles wouldn't take his hand off the bag.
But no more running out of school, especially just because people are laughing at you. People are always going to be laughing at you, Castle. Trust me.
You been laughed at? I asked. I was willing to bet that he never got made fun of. I mean, there was the whole you look like a white James Brown thing. But I wasn't sure if anyone else noticed that or if it was just me. And then there was the almost deaf thing. But I figured that was just because he was old. No big deal. Other than that, what could anyone tease Mr. Charles about?
Ha! He hooted. Of course I have. I get laughed at all the time, son. Listen, I come from a family of Einsteins. My brother's a doctor. My sister's a big-time college professor at one of those smarty universities. Both my parents were lawyers, and me, I sell you sunflower seeds.
What's wrong with that? I asked. Shoot, having your own store seemed like a sweet deal. You ain't never got to pay for no groceries.
Nothing is wrong with it. Not to me and you, but to them? Oh, they look at me like some kind of letdown. You know what they call this place? Charlie's Little Store, he said, his voice now more serious. Little. Don't ever let someone call your life, your dreams, little. You hear me?
I nodded. He continued, all fired up.
Because while they're out there sniffing their own butts, I get to hang out with a big man like you, a future world's greatest. And that's cool.
Mr. Charles smiled big, warm.
So we got a deal? No more skipping school?
No more skipping school, I agreed all quick. He lifted his hand from the bag, but before I could take it, he slapped his hand back down on it.
You're not just saying that to get the seeds, are you? He said, now glaring.
Nah, man, for real. No more skipping school. He let go of the sunflower seeds, and I snatched the bag before he changed his mind again.